This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. Last night on the court, the 76ers defeated the Knicks 117-91, and the Jazz edged the Nets 101-91. In men's college basketball, Syracuse edged Ohio State 72-62, UMass defeated Quinnipiac 69-62, Vermont topped George Washington 69-53, and Hofstra defeated Siena 94-86. Today, Dartmouth takes on Marist at 11:30 a.m., and UAlbany goes against LIU Brooklyn at 2. In women's college basketball, UConn topped DePaul 99-63, North Dakota edged UMass 59-52, Canisius topped UAlbany 48-42, and Holy Cross defeated Vermont 65-40. Tonight, Syracuse goes against Minnesota at 8:30, and Siena takes on Colgate at 7. On the ice tonight, the Boston Bruins host the New York Islanders at 7, the New York Rangers take on Ottawa at 7:30, and the Buffalo Sabres face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning at 7:30. The Philadelphia Flyers have continued their organizational purge, firing assistant general manager Chris Pryor and assistant coach Gord Murphy. The decision was announced 2 days after the Flyers dismissed GM Ron Hextall and less than 24 hours after the Flyers blew a 2-goal lead in the third period of a 4-3 loss to Ottawa. The Flyers are in last place in the Eastern Conference. In tonight's NFL action, the New Orleans Saints take on the Dallas Cowboys at 8:20. And the Jets have placed left guard James Carpenter on the injured reserve list with a shoulder injury ending his season. Carpenter has started in 58 straight games since signing with the Jets as a free agent in 2015 until missing New York's 27-13 loss to New England last Sunday. New York has also said rookie quarterback Sam Darnold was limited to practice Wednesday, a positive sign after he sat out team drills since injuring his right foot more than 3 weeks ago. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.